You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing he loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've been talking about some wild stuff this week, haven't we? And if you've missed any part of it, go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com. There you can sign up for our podcast, and you need to. You need to listen to these things over and over and over again. You need, and the podcast is absolutely free. You don't have to pay anything for it. And hearing these things over and over again will change your life forever. We've been concentrating on the subject, the overall subject for the last, 60 of these things, has been on knowing and believing the love that God has for you. The reason we're taking so much time is sometimes it's hard for people to get a hold of. It's hard for people to understand and to receive. And this is important, and my partners and I want to make sure you get this. And in particular, for the last couple days, I have to be honest, we've been talking about some stuff that's been rocking some folks' world, starting with John 15:9, where it said that Jesus loves you just as much as the Father loves him, the same way. And that'd be hard to take in and of itself. But then we got over here into John 17:23. And it says Jesus is praying, and he's praying for you. We remember that from yesterday. And again, if you haven't, go to KurtOwen.com and listen to it. It says, I in them and you in me, that they may be perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Again, what's the easiest way to say that? God loves you just as much as he does Jesus. Say what? I didn't stutter, neither did Jesus. You need to get a hold of the fact that God loves you just as much as he does Jesus. But he couldn't. Why? Why couldn't he? Because I have. Yeah, but this isn't about you. This is about Jesus and his love. This is really, truly about how loving he is. People saying, there's no way that God could love me after everything I've done. Yeah, he did. He knew everything about you and loved you anyway. When you were dead in trespasses and sins, he loved you. Now, people say, it is just not possible. Jesus was perfect. Jesus did everything right. Jesus was the perfect image of the Father. There's no way that he loves me just as much as he does Jesus. There's more than just a way. It's just the flat-out fact and reality of it. Jesus said it right here. That the love with which you have loved me, that you have loved them as you have loved me. He said it. That's it. John 17:23. Don't believe me? Look it up in your own Bible. Now, to a degree, if you think about it, there's actually a logic to this. Not the fact that he loves you the way you are, because it's not logical that he loves me the way I am, but love defies logic. It just does. Because there's time you've never seen anybody love somebody that defied logic. I know I have. My wife loves me in a way that defies logic. Because with all my warts and all, she still loves me. But here's something. If you actually think about this, there is logic to it. People say, what do you mean? You just said it wasn't logical. Well, he was willing to trade Jesus for you. So he must love you at least the same. Right? I mean, you wouldn't take your favorite kid and sacrifice him for your worst kid and if you didn't love them the same. Let's just say, I look at my own life. Even if I was the worst kid God had, he took his best kid and sacrificed him for me. People say, well, no, he sacrificed him for the world. Yeah, but Paul shows us that we should make the gospel personal. That remember the way he demonstrated in Galatians 2:20, who loved him, who loved me and gave himself for me. It was personal. So if God was willing to kill Jesus for me, he must love me at least as much as he does Jesus. Why? Because he was willing to sacrifice Jesus for me. Doesn't that make sense? I mean, yeah, okay. I understand it doesn't make sense that he loves you that way, but it would make sense that he would love us the same because that's what his demonstration has shown. It doesn't make sense he loves us the same, but it makes sense that he does because he's demonstrated it. I will trade Jesus for you. I will have Jesus pay the price for you. But it goes beyond that. Think about it. What Jesus got, you get. Right? I mean, isn't that what Jesus himself said? That the Holy Spirit, when he shows up, will take what is mine and give it unto you. And all that the Father has is mine. And again I say, he will take what is mine and give it to you. You get everything he has. Well, why would God do that? Because he loves you just as much as he does Jesus. This is the reason the scripture says that we are a joint heir with Christ. It means the same. It means to receive equally. Why? Why would we receive equally from him? Because he loves us the same. He loves us equally. Say this. I just can't wrap my head around that. Me neither. I've been working at this for, 30-something years, but it doesn't change the fact it's true. I still work on this. Because every time I get a glimpse of how much God loves me, I find out he loves me more than that. I mean, that's amazing. That's huge. That he loves you just as much as he does Jesus. He was willing to sacrifice him for you. He gives you everything Jesus got. Hey, here's the thing. You remember in Ephesians where we were reading? That we were made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus? He gave us the same chair. We're in the same chair as Jesus. He made him a king. He's made you a king. He made him the Lord. He's made you a Lord. Now again, you are not the king. You are not the Lord. But remember that Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And the scripture says that you are now kings and priests unto him. You're the king he's king over. But he gave you the same thing. He resurrected him. He resurrected you. He gave him the Holy Spirit. He gives you the Holy Spirit. Are you catching a pattern here? You receive everything that Jesus has. You even have Jesus has the name that is above every name. And guess what? You've been given the right to use that name. I mean, this is amazing. It's astounding. And it does boggle the mind, but it doesn't mean that it's not true. It means that you have trouble grasping it. Ephesians tells us that we need the Spirit of God. We need the empowerment of God to understand the length, the depth, the breadth, and the height. That you need that. Why? Because it literally is gospel. Too good to be true news. People say, well, yeah, but there's just no way he could love us the same. Jesus is perfect and I am not. But see, that's you thinking that love is on the basis of action. And his love is based on action, yes, but it's based on his action, his choice. He did not wait to see how you would behave when he chose to love you. In fact, he loved you when all the behavior you had was completely against him. He loved you anyway. Think of it. God loves you the same way he does Jesus. Now, you need to get this down on the inside of it. Please do not get religious on me and say, no, that's not true. That's heresy. It's heresy to believe the Bible. It's heresy to believe what Jesus said. And you could say, well, no, there's no way, because if he loved me that way, I'd know it. How would you know it? Well, I would feel something. Your feelings are more true than Jesus' own words. You're going to follow your feelings more than you're going to follow the word of Jesus himself. This is Jesus. It doesn't take away from Jesus. How do I know that? Because Jesus is the one saying it. He's saying this doesn't, it's not taking away from him. He's saying you love them the way you love me. And Jesus isn't sad about it. He's excited about it. It doesn't diminish him, the fact that the Father loves you the same as that he does Jesus. Why would you think it does? You need to sit down with this verse and read it over and over again and let it get past your mind that's trying to filter out and say that's not possible. You need to say it's more than possible. It's right here that Jesus, the Father, has loved me as he has loved Jesus. Or paraphrase it. God loves me just as much as he does Jesus. Now, when you first say that, your head is going to say, yeah, you better not say that. Look for lightning right now, because here's what, bolt coming. That's crazy talk right there. If it's crazy talk, I learned it from Jesus because he's the one that said it. Now, what? Well, my denomination doesn't teach that. Who knows more about the love of God? Your denomination or Jesus? Who knows more about God's love, your denomination or Jesus? Who would know more how much God loves you, your denomination or Jesus? This is a reality. This is truth because Jesus said it. Listen to these important announcements from Michael. And never forget, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Attention, faithful men of God. Kurt Owen Ministries wants to invite you to the 2019 Men's Faith Advance. This year's topic is Speak to the Mountain and will be held at the beautiful Fountain Beach Resort on the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach. You will hear anointed messages from Kurt Owen, Pastor Aaron Dirksen, Pastor Patrick Hodeling, along with Praise and Worship with Charlie LeBlanc. You owe it to yourself to learn how to unleash the very power of God that is already inside of you simply by speaking his word to any mountain in your life. The mountain will move in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of faith, and faith comes by hearing, and you will hear at this Faith Advance. The price is $175. It's all-inclusive, including two nights of hotel stay, all of your meals, and entrance into all of the conference sessions. Registration is easy. Simply text the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. Space is limited, so do not delay. Save your spot now to this life-changing event simply by texting the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. This will link you to all of the information that you need to register. Come join us to learn how to speak to the mountain. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost,
Lucchese Boots, along with